Dr. Dan Westberg here at the Science Behind the Future of Weed Control. And Dr. Dan, give me your title with BASF, please.
Dr. Dan Westberg, I'm a technical market manager with BASF, responsible for a number of our herbicide products, particularly Kixor herbicide technology.
Now, we heard a lot today about weed resistance across the entire country. What is the status of weed resistance?
Well, glyphosate-resistant weeds, there's 7 broadleaf weeds and 6 different grass species that are now resistant to glyphosate in approximately 30 or more states. If you look at the Mid-South, some of these states in the Mid-South are really dealing with tremendous pressure from mare's tail, giant ragweed in some of those areas, common ragweed, but really what the key driver is Palmer amaranth. And water hemp, it was a real tipping point this year in the Midwest where water hemp really started to becoming recognized as a major issue, being glyphosate resistant in many of the Midwestern states.
Yeah, it was pretty scary to hear some of the things that's going on. Well, as far as this is concerned, this problem is concerned, what are your recommendations to growers to really control and prevent resistance?
The first thing we got to do is get back to utilizing diversity and developing a comprehensive weed management program that utilizes multiple sites of action. In particular, we need to get back to using pre-emergence herbicides. We already do that in corn for the most part, but we've got to get back to using pre-emergence herbicides in soybeans so that we provide a strong foundation of weed control and we can better time our post-emergence applications, and they'll be more effective. One of the key things with that, whether it's Palmer amaranth or water hemp, is that those weeds can grow very quickly. And if they get beyond 2 to 3 inches, they're not controllable if they're glyphosate resistant. And that can happen in a matter of a couple of days. So you think in a real world situation, you have some wind blowing for a couple of days, or you get a rain, you're out for a couple of days, you've just lost that population. You'll never catch up with it.
What about other methods like scouting and that kind of thing?
Well, scouting's real critical. Where I say to really start is in the fall. When you're riding that combine through your fields, note what weeds have escaped and make sure that you take note of that and then devise a weed management plan to fit that weed spectrum for next year. So those soybeans, say this last year in Iowa and Illinois where we saw a lot of water hemp breaking, those fields need to be prioritized for having a pre-emergence herbicide down up front. And we have a great new product called Optil Pro that will provide 3 different sites of action, overlapping sites of action on water hemp to really provide that foundation of control that you need up front.
Well, and let's get into that. What other tools does BASF provide to help growers control weed resistance?
With BASF's current portfolio of products across corn and soybeans, we can offer 10 different sites of action, the most sites of action than any other company in the industry. So with our product line, we can develop very comprehensive weed management programs, whether you're in the Mid-South or the Midwest, whether you're in corn or soybeans. So we've got the products that you can use pre-plant to provide that foundational control, and then we can come back with some effective post-emergence options.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Dr. Dan Westberg here at the Science Behind the Future of Weed Control event in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.